23 straight wins for UCF. The nation's longest active streak continues. The 11th-ranked Knights beat number 24 Cincinnati in Orlando convincingly, 38-13 the final score. UCF locking up a spot in the American Championship game. Brad Heller with you from our Westwood One studios in New York City. Let's listen back to how this one went down tonight in Orlando. This one featuring strength versus strength. UCF's offense against Cincinnati's defense, and the Bearcats D giving them the edge early.
Milton lines up in the shotgun. Two receivers right, one to the left. Nelson goes in motion. Milton fakes to him. Back to throw. Russ coming. He's hit. The ball is out around the one. There's a mad scramble for it. Cincinnati says they have it, and they do in the end zone. Touchdown, Bearcats. Cincinnati knocked it away, and they jump on it in the end zone. Kamani Fitz is the man that recovered it, and the Bearcats defense scores a TD to give Cincinnati the early lead.
But freshman Cole Smith missed the extra point, so the Bearcats' lead stayed at 6-0. Cincinnati had the opportunity to add to the lead on their next drive, but Smith missed a 38-yarder. And then that high-octane UCF offense started warming up.
Milton takes the snap, fakes the handoff, running straight ahead into the end zone. Touchdown, UCF! Mackenzie Milton finding room in between the hash marks, takes it in, his ninth rushing touchdown of the season, and the Knights have tied it up. 5:28 to go in the first. It's a 6-6 game.
Extra point giving UCF the lead 7-6. Cincinnati again turned to the freshman Smith to go back in front. A 41-yard field goal, but it was blocked. Brandon Moore returned it 53 yards to the Cincinnati 22. Three plays later, Mackenzie Milton hit Adrian Killens, 22 yards on a touchdown. That was the first play of the second quarter. UCF going up 14-6, and then the Knights would add to that lead.
Milton all by himself back in the shotgun. Cincinnati showing blitz. They come with it up the middle. Milton is looking. Deep shot down the right side for Nixon. This time he's got it, and he's in the end zone. Touchdown, UCF. The blitz came up the middle. It got picked up. Mackenzie Milton went back to Nixon down the right sideline. This time he pulls it in and scores. And with 5:38 to go, it's UCF 20, Cincinnati 6.
Extra point making it 21-6, 21 unanswered points for UCF. Now Cincinnati had the opportunity to cut into that deficit before halftime, driving into the red zone all the way down to the Knights' 12-yard line, but Desmond Ridder was sacked. He fumbled. The Knights recovered and took that 21-6 lead into the locker room. Second half, the UCF defense kept the pressure on.
Ritter surveys that defense, play clock at 3. Gets the snap, hand off McClellan, fumble, and it's picked up by UCF. Recovered by Joey Connors. McClellan never had it cleanly, and Connors was there to fall on it. UCF forces another turnover.
And fumbles on back-to-back possessions for Cincinnati. UCF could not capitalize, though, as Matthew Wright missed a 49-yard field goal. Then the Bearcats getting the ball back. They try to make something happen, going for it on 4th-and-1 right near midfield. They were stopped, and then UCF piled on to the lead. It's time for our Wrangler highlight of the game.
Killens will shift over to the right of Mackenzie Milton. Here's the snap. Milton is back. Surveys. Steps up. Flips it short. Caught right side of the numbers by Killens. Down to the 30. Makes a man miss at the 20. 15. 10. 5. He's gone. Touchdown UCF. Killens caught it along the right side numbers. Made one man miss. And went down the far sideline of the end zone. What a play by Killens, and UCF has extended the lead.
That's our Wrangler highlight of the game, brought to you by the Wrangler Performance Series, a collection of jeans and pants featuring a Comfort Flex waistband and denim that flexes for comfort. The Wrangler Performance Series, try on a pair today. So that's 28 unanswered points at that point for Mackenzie Milton and UCF. 28-6 the score. Cincinnati fumbled again. Another Ridder fumble. This one was after a review, overturned the call on the field. UCF gets the ball back to start the fourth quarter, and they add on to the lead again.
Milton communicates to his offensive line, puts his hands in front of his chest, takes the snap, hands it off to Cray, running left, cuts it back right, over the 5, spinning to the goal line, into the end zone. Touchdown, UCF. And that may be the knockout blow. A 9-yard touchdown run by Greg McCray. And UCF in firm control, leading 34-6 with 13:05 to go.
Ended up being 35 unanswered points for UCF. Cincinnati's offense finally got into the end zone with about 9 minutes to go, but too little too late. The 11th-ranked Knights make it 23 straight wins. They beat the Bearcats in Orlando 38-13. The final score, 23 straight wins, the longest active streak in the country for UCF.